Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why What Is a Pre-Seed Round Can Make or Break Your Startup. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's the harsh truth. Most founders blow their first fundraising attempt because they fundamentally misunderstand what investors actually want at the pre-seed stage. They walk into meetings armed with elaborate business plans and polished pitches, but they're solving the wrong problem entirely. Today, we're breaking down exactly what a pre-seed round is and why getting it right can be the difference between launching successfully and burning out before you even begin. Think of pre-seed funding like dating before marriage. You're not proving you're perfect, you're proving you're worth taking a chance on. This is the earliest formal funding stage, typically ranging from $50,000 to $500,000. It happens before you have significant revenue, before you have thousands of users, and often before you even have a finished product. Here's what's beautiful about pre-seed. Investors aren't betting on your spreadsheets. They're betting on three things: your team's ability to execute, the size of the market opportunity you're chasing, and most importantly, early signs that real people actually want what you're building. The money usually comes from angel investors, micro VCs, or accelerators, and it goes toward one primary goal: building your minimum viable product and proving initial market fit. But here's where most founders get it wrong. They pitch like they're already a Series A company, focusing on metrics they simply don't have yet. They spend months over-engineering a product before understanding what customers actually need. They ask for too much money without clear milestones, or they target investors who don't even do pre-seed deals. Let me share Sarah's story. She launched a B2B software startup last year and spent 6 months building features she thought businesses needed. After burning through her personal savings, she finally started talking to potential customers. 50 conversations later, she discovered she'd been solving the wrong problem entirely. She pivoted, raised $200,000 in pre-seed funding with nothing but wireframes and documented customer interviews, and she's now generating $10,000 in monthly recurring revenue. Here's your next step. Before you pitch a single investor, go talk to 25 potential customers this week. Document their pain points and their willingness to pay for a solution. That customer insight isn't just market research, it's your pre-seed fundraising superpower. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.